אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 3.
We're reading in the writings of בעל הסולם in the article The Arvut Mutual Guarantee. You can find our study material at our site and you can also send questions there. Pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson. The writings of בעל הסולם, we are in the article The Arvut.
It's a continuation of Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, because you cannot receive the Torah without the Arvut, the mutual guarantee. The Torah was given in order to correct us and bring us to similarity with the Creator. As it is written, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice because the light in it reforms him. So when does it reform us? When we try to connect ourselves in a connection called Arvut, mutual guarantee. If we don't do this, the light doesn't work, because what it does, all that it does is to connect us so that we can realize the Torah. This is why we should pay attention. If the giving of the Torah is explained in a relatively theoretical manner that doesn't quite pertain to realization, implementation, that it's reforming light that comes to us and make us love one another as ourselves, etc. These are nice and very sublime things. But the matter of Avut is something that we have to do in practice. We have to really insist on it. And to the extent of our correction of Avut, we will succeed. And if not, we will not succeed. Very simple. So let's read it with an approach of having to extract from it conclusions for our actions. Let's go.
The writings of בעל הסולם, the article, the Arvut. All of Israel are responsible for one another. This is to speak of the Arvut, when all of Israel became responsible for one another. Because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the mitzvah of loving others in the full measure expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself, as explained in the article Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah.
That's the condition. If you go, as much as you understand or know, but if you understand that achieving the correction of the soul, the purpose of life, the purpose of creation is possible only through connection among us, which is the formula, and the formula of connection is love your neighbor, your friend as yourself. If we accept it, then we are rewarded with a reforming light called Torah. If not, then we don't. This is how it should be every single moment, as it is written, that every day there's the giving of the Torah. So every action we want to perform on the correction of our common soul depends only on our commitment for Arvut.
This means that each and every one in Israel would take upon himself the care and work for each member of the nation to satisfy all their needs, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs. Once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, "We will do and we will hear," each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah and not before. With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, in the fullest measure, and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for his existence of his own body. As he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him, as explained in the article Matan Torah.
that.
Meaning there is something very special here. I have to come to love the Creator. For this, I have to emerge from myself. To emerge from myself, I have to come to love others. To love others, I have to be in avut with them, so they will help me achieve this. And likewise, each and every one, it's all against our ego, against our nature. Very special work, very hard work, as it seems to us. But it's not hard if we set up the system, if we arrange the system. It's like in technology. If you have an instrument, everything works. If you have no instrument for it, it seems to you like this is impossible. So, I can emerge from myself through a society that's well arranged around me, then I can get rid of concern for me and care for others, and I can get to it using the reforming light, which influences me. If I do these things correctly, I extract it, I elicit it, and it operates on me. Then I come to a state called avut, mutual guarantee, where we all help each other. We are guarantors for each other because we are all in one system, right? And then we come to love your friend as yourself, and from there to love the Lord your God. All these things are connected to one another. The reforming light, my emerging from myself to others through the avut, and by putting together the system, the light the Creator dresses in us. And this way, we achieve dvikut, adhesion. This is why avut is the thing that we have to do on the path of correction, constantly among us. This is considered achieving the right connection between the broken kilim, broken vessels. Clear? It's impossible without it. Impossible. Meaning, we have broken souls here that must come into avut among them, help one another. Then the upper light operates on them, helps them, connects them to the group, and operates, influences within them, so that they will be similar to the Creator and achieve the good with Him. Yes.
So what's the difficulty in reaching Arvut from the state we're in? It sounds like the moment we'll be in Arvut, everything will already begin, the system will...
We have to be concerned only with Arvut, nothing but the Arvut. Because
what does that mean?
Because through the right concern for the avut, you draw reforming light, so it will arrange things for you correctly, so you will connect correctly and will be suitable from within the kli to the light that will come and fill you.
What does it mean to be concerned with avut in the right way?
That the connection among you will be connection out of mutual bestowal. Love your friend as yourself. When you connect in this network of loving your friends as yourself, the upper light helps you connect correctly, and then you come to a general state among you, and when you have a general system among you, and you come to a state of loving your friend as yourself, so that the light that corrects them becomes the filling. It becomes your partner.
What do we need to do now that it's different or additional so that we will be in such a connection between us?
To have avut in the ten.
What does that mean?
We will learn it now. It's good that there's a question. We have to learn what is avut in the ten. Because without it, you don't draw light. You don't understand how you should connect to the friends, to adapt yourself to the upper light, to the Creator, to nothing. Avut is the law that connects the broken kilim correctly. Yes.
Can we, before we learn, at least so that we, when we learn, we'll hear it correctly, it talks about caring for the friends to be in the lesson, or?
It's about everyone being included with everyone. A system. You learned a little bit about the ten sefirot. So there is hitkalelut, mingling between each and every sefira in the partsuf.
Do I need to do, in the ten, do we need to do some preparation or look at the connection between us in advance? Or
you should try to merge your inclinations toward the Creator and constantly ask this of Him. The Avot is intended to create the right chisaron, lack, from the Kli to the reforming light.
This means that I need, during the study, to try to really include them all inside of me, and through that, start to ask for the light to operate?
Yes. Then you pray for everyone. Likewise, each one in the ten prays for everyone. Let's go.
We are on the column of For the Reason. For this reason, they were not ready to receive the Torah at the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but only when they came out of Egypt and became a complete nation. Only then was there a possibility to guarantee everyone's needs without any care or concern. However, while they were still mingled within the Egyptians, a portion of their needs, where it was necessarily given into the hands of these savages, permeated with self-love. Thus, the portion that is given into the hands of foreigners will not be secured for any person from Israel, because his friends will not be able to provide for those needs, as they will not be in possession of them. Consequently, as long as the individual is troubled with concerns for himself, he is unfit to even begin to observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself.
Meaning, to the extent that we understand what is our avut, how much we have to be together, to that extent we organize the ten and draw reforming light, and it works on us, and we advance. Meaning, we have nothing else to worry about but besides our avut, and out of the avut, we move on, we march on the path, and then we do everything. Clear? Yes.
I want to understand from, is there a state where I'm in the ten feeling that I'm in Arvut and they're not in it at all, in the Arvut?
Let's say there is.
An individual can be in Arvut?
Yes.
So there could be a state, like you said, that until we'll be in Arvut, we won't draw the light at all. So at the moment, what, are we not working with the light at all?
We're still not drawing reforming light. The light is drawn to a chisaron, to a lack for Arvut. What is Arvut? The right connection between the broken kelim. That when you want to assemble the soul in the corrected way. Do you understand what is Arvut? You have resistors and capacitors and transistors and all kinds of things. You have to connect them all into a system. Or you have plugs and all kinds of cylinders, and you have to put them all together into a system too. It's a system that wants to assemble together in order to work, to do the work of the Creator, to resemble the Creator. This system that wants to assemble in this way is called a system drawn toward Arvut, mutual work. What is Arvut? When I know how others should work and how I should work, and I help them and they help me until we come to a complete system. Is that clear or not?
So how did you say now that I can be alone in Arvut?
It is how you depict it. That's it. You don't know what they're in. Okay. What's important is for you to be in avut toward them. Don't wait for them.
And about the work with the light, till today I thought that we come to the lesson and something does happen with the light, but I know that we're not in avut.
Almost nothing. Well, of course something happens. Even one person, if he hears something from us, something happens. Without him connecting and just listening passively, there's still light. But we're talking about an intensity that brings us into the ladder in practice. Okay? Yes?
I want to understand, in the topic of the absolute zero, where does the concept of Arvut enter? And it sounds like I'm working.
When we want to come out to the Creator, to the next degree, there we need to get organized in Arvut.
But when does it come in the diagram? There were stages?
When I want to come out of the sensation of this dark, black world into the upper illuminated world in bestowal, the first degree above the darkness is already bestowal. To be in bestowal, I have to be bestowing upon who? Through the people to the Creator. So I have to already be in avut with them. Clear? Good. Go ahead.
We're continuing. Thus you evidently find that the giving of the Torah had to be delayed until they came out of Egypt and became a nation on their own. Meaning when all their needs were provided for by themselves, independently of others. This qualified them to receive the above avut, and then they were given the Torah.
Meaning, we have to get rid of all of our egoistic passions, except what is neither praised nor condemned. We're not talking about that, just to exist. But to come out from, to emerge from the control of our ego in all of its forms, only if we do this can we then achieve the right connection in our avut.
It turns out that even after the reception of the Torah, if a handful from Israel betray and return to the filth of self-love without consideration of others, that same amount of need that is put in the hands of those few would burden each one in Israel with the need to provide for it themselves, because those few will not pity them at all. Hence, the fulfillment of the mitzvah of loving one's friend will be prevented from all of Israel.
Meaning we have to constantly maintain the avut and strengthen it more and more. Because this is the health of the system. It is a sign, a mark of a connected system. And it has to be so more and more. The more we will advance, to the extent that we acquire avut, a tighter and tighter connection among the parts that work among them harmoniously. And then more and more parts of parts and more precisions about the connections between us. Just like we see in technology and in more and more subtle connections, we will discover a higher and higher and higher Nachal Chai. Clear? Yes, Moshe?
He emphasizes here several times that we need to be as a nation on our own, meaning until all our needs are in their own hands, independent of others.
Yes, we're talking about a group that will be detached in its spiritual work from others, and no foreign will come into it. because it could interfere with the avut between them. That's it. We're not talking about a group, about a nation, the nation of Israel. We're talking about the spiritual group that wants to achieve spirituality. This is what he calls the nation. This is what he calls Israel. It's not just 8 million people who live here in what is called the State of Israel. It's not the State of Israel or the Nation of Israel. It's just mixed multitude. You can tell by their behavior, by their goals. They don't belong to straight to the Creator. So we're talking only about the group. In its spiritual work, the group has to be very, very watching over itself, its destination, and not let anyone come in or touch it. So it's not like you go into the group. It's a problem with regard to each one, every member in the group, so he doesn't connect and become influenced by foreign things.
It's written that their needs will be given in their own hands, independent of others, meaning independent.
Yes, in obtaining the avut, of course they have to be independent. Obtaining the avut, I don't understand you. You have a 10 here. It needs to be concerned only with avut within itself. And it shouldn't be connected to anything else. If they establish the avut among them, and there are other tens like that, then they can somehow connect among them. But not with foreigners.
Hala. No.
Go on.
He writes that there are a few of Israel that will return to the filth of self-love.
There are those who fall, who can't or don't want to keep the avut. Avut means sustaining the ten as it should be, so that the upper light works on it, operates on it, and is established in it.
It's clear that it will happen. The question is just what we need to do in order to...
It will happen for sure, either by the path of Torah or the path of suffering. The Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, will happen. But we're talking about receiving the Torah in order to realize it. We want to approach it by ourselves. That's it. Go on.
Thus, these rebels cause those who observe the Torah to remain in their filth of self-love, for they will not be able to engage in the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, and complete their love of others without their help. You therefore see that all of Israel are responsible for one another, both on the positive side and on the negative side. On the positive side, if they keep the arvut to the point that each one cares and satisfies the needs of his friends, they can fully observe the Torah and mitzvot, meaning to bring contentment to their maker, as mentioned in Matan Torah. Also on the negative side, if a part of the nation does not want to keep the arvut, but to wallow in self-love, they cause the rest of the nations to remain immersed in their filth and lowliness without finding a way out of their filth.
So, that's clear. We have to take this pile, this heap that was left after the ruin of Adam HaRishon, and through our desire, without hands, through our desire, we have to make these pieces reconnect. All right? Only through our internal efforts of the hearts, so our hearts will become connected, and then these pieces will connect. Through the reforming light. Meaning, We have no other act here besides an act in the desire. Of course, there are physical actions to awaken us superficially, like meals and holidays and mutual giving, etc. But in truth, it is our desires that yearn to be mutually connected in ten sefirot and ask the light to come and build us so that we will connect into ten sefirot. Each of us will take his part in the right angle and will be like that in the ten sefirot. Yes, Grandpa.
Rav, here it speaks of the people of Israel who are guarantors to one another. Who are those that he talks about that are bringing burden, that are...
Yes. They are together with us in tents, and they run away. They joke around. I see some people joking around now. They're not serious enough. They don't care what I'm saying. They care about what they think. This is called those who are negligent, who are renegades.
Meaning these rebels are kind of... how could you call them Israel if they're not to start with...
Initially, they were Israel, but when they are renegades, they're outside of Israel. That's it. It's just terminology. Yes, Asaf.
The still vegetative and animal, could you say that they are in mutual ערבות?
They are in mandatory mutual guarantee ערבות, coming to them by nature. But we don't see that because man disrupts the relationships among them in his degree, and that's why they're in a situation where they're eating one another. They're not harming one another. They have no desire to harm, but the fact that they are using one another for food, and by that, unintentionally, cause this type of behavior to each other, that's because of man. As he says, that man ruins all of the forms below him. This is why if a person corrects himself, then the wolf can live with a lamb.
Now the degree of man is in Arvut and doesn't feel it, or do we need, is it best for us to think that we need to build the Arvut, or that Arvut is a state that we need to reveal and we're already in, meaning the approach?
Arvut is a state that we have to draw from the upper light, because none of us knows to which part in the ten complete sefirot he belongs, and how to connect to others, and how to start working with the others. That's even more so. If I know about myself, that I, for example, know how to work with myself, but how to operate myself correctly with others in a spiritual way, I have no idea. No idea. I know I have the Creator, I have the will to receive, I have to overcome it, I have to be above it, I have to bestow upon others, maybe receive from them if they want, etc. But in what way to connect, to create that click between us, I don't know. This is totally the work of the light. It's just the reforming light comes and begins to... to seemingly connect the broken parts among them.
Okay, so the wisdom of connecting is acquired as a result of from above, basically.
And we will see how it does it. And what it does, this is called the work of the Creator. In saying these things, how they mutually complement things that could not be connected, all of a sudden you feel how they complement one another. This is the pleasure. There is no such thing. There's nothing like it. It is written, what? There's no greater joy than the resolution of doubts.
So my correct approach for Arvut in the Ten is not to try to connect myself or to try to...
Why not? We can try this, that, to see it. Otherwise we won't be raising money, so we need to do it. But in the end, of course, the light comes and does it. It's called He Who Makes Peace in His Heavens Will Make Peace on Us. Just like that system of Adam HaRishon that exists, it descends more and more and dresses in us. It is a wonderful state. There's nothing better than that. Nothing better than that. Everything is solved, resolved, clear, strong, solid. Everything, this and this and this and that, suddenly begins to complement. And the complementation is all the pleasure. Yeah, the resolution of doubts. Okay, but this is done by demanding avut. Demanding avut between us. So avut means the right connection between us. So is that term clearer now? Great. Go ahead.
We're continuing with item 18. Therefore, the Tana described the Arvut as two people who were on a boat, and one of them began to drill a hole in the boat and make a hole underneath him. His friend said, "Why are you drilling?" He replied, "Why should you mind? I am drilling under me, not under you." So he replied, "You fool, we will both be drowned together in the boat." Meaning, as we said, since those rebels wallow in self-love, by their actions they build an iron wall that prevents the observers of the Torah from even beginning to fully observe the Torah and mitzvot in the measure of words, "Love your friend as yourself," which is the ladder for achieving dvikut with him. Indeed, how right were the words of the proverb that said, "Fool, we will both drown together in the boat."
Questions?
Ken.
Yes?
If I understood correctly, love thy friend as thyself is the highest degree in Arvut?
Yes.
And the beginning, as we read, is "we shall do and we shall hear."
Yes.
Meaning, "as we shall do and hear" is when I fill the, as I read here, it's like filling the needs of my friend. So how is this concept, "we shall do and shall hear," as a beginning?
Commitment.
But what does it have to do with helping others? Who do I hear? And who do I do? I mean, to do it to others, but who do I hear?
I don't understand. No, according to the laws that you determine in the Ten. For the time being, do it this way. You begin with kind of fumbling with what you have, playing around with what you have.
So that's what I'm kind of trying to do now.
What do you want to have? The spiritual example in front of you?
I don't understand how the observing of mitzvot is "we shall do," and I don't understand what is heard.
Give it to me.
Yes?
Not only that, the pillow too. You can't explain it. You have to get closer to each other through mutual support, so that we have such a ten that we want to keep the connection between us there, so as to achieve that quality in the connection between us, which is called the Creator. Each one who adds, and by connecting together more and more and more, we suddenly begin to feel that it's possible. It is possible to build such relationships between us that all in all, in the ten, we will have such a situation or such mindset, relationship, warmth, connection, mutual support, mutual feeling, of feeling the friend next to you, in front of you, etc., that it all comes to the beginning of the connection. Now, when that comes to the beginning of the connection, and I think your tents, and also what I saw overseas, that I saw that there are also some tents who are ready for it. So now, each tent must pray. Pray to the reforming light, the light of the Torah. We are in a tent. We have some avud between us. It's corporeal, it's corrupted. Never mind. For the time being, we're there. We're there. We want the upper light to come to us and correct us and influence us and change us. We don't care. It can do with us whatever is needed. We are ready. That's it. We will hold each other if the upper light works on all of us now, and we all want to run to every direction. We'll be edgy and nervous and whatnot. We will hold each other and we'll scrutinize it as long as it works. By this, we begin to advance, to strengthen the connection between us more and more, with understanding and with faith above reason. I don't judge the friend where he is, but that what he is what the Creator does. He does it for me. I'm seeing myself on him with all those bad things, etc. This is the work. But here's where you build it. You need to do nothing but build this sphere or ball or plate, whatever you want to call it.
So now everything you said is before this, we shall do and we shall hear, is upon me or before?
You say we will do and we'll hear.
But this state has to happen to me for me to get it. This douche, you also hear, I need prayer, no?
Yeah. Start working, and that's it.
To start to do or to pray to the Creator for him to put me in the state where I will accept, we shall do and we shall hear?
Now, what does it mean to place it, put?
At the moment, I don't feel any need for we shall do and we shall hear.
Because you have no connection with the ten.
Right.
So what do you want? You have to create the initial connection. And from that, you'll start praying. You can't start yelling, you read a book, oh, I want it. That's not going to help.
So I'm asking about the prayer. My prayer, what does it need to be? So
that you want the reforming light to come and connect you to nine other friends in a connection that is irreversible, mutual connection, where each one is included with everyone else, and then you build from the 10, 100 sefirot, 10 times 10. A complete kli.
And for us to come to that prayer that you said here right now, we need to create. We need a deficiency for it, right?
Talk about it. Tell one another. Envy, lust, and honor. Everything there is. Tell about it and talk about it. Give it to your friend. Why aren't you taking it? You see? It's the second time he forgot about you. No. To the other, to your neighbor. Look at your nerves, the nerve you got.
Rav, after what you just said to Uri, so my question has changed, because it's the 10 and we're together. What do we, the rest of the friends, what can we do in order to create more of an incorporation for that?
I don't know this. You have to ask maybe other tens. New York.
Rob, sometimes we hear that all that I attained is from dissemination. And sometimes we hear all of our work is only in our intentions. So I want to be clear about how to aim my life. Can you connect these things?
You have to disseminate as well, but mainly in the group. Seth, do you have a group?
Ken.
That's it. What counts? the group is the main thing. Now, the work in the group is the main thing, and it's correct, and it's good. But because we also belong to a special period of in time where the correction of the world in general is also very important, so dissemination is also important. This is why we also have all those meetings among us about how we can increase, improve our dissemination in North America. Maybe we'll talk about it today or tomorrow. I'm not sure. I have it in my... today? All right. So today we will have also a talk with you guys. Maybe we'll scrutinize it some more and make some more progress. I'm happy that they are arranging for me, setting up for me conversations with various Americans this week and last week and yesterday. I already had two conversations that were very effective, very instrumental, with bloggers and writers who are famous there in social networks. And I spoke to them, and I saw that they were very surprised and accepted correctly what I gave them. So we'll have to talk about it. We will do it and succeed. And I also have Toronto.
Rav, in the work in the tent, we can only judge whomever drilling hole or maybe the opposite, adding only according to our uncorrected vessels right now. So how can we properly, objectively know if we are increasing and adding to our wood, the real arvut?
For the time being, we are only asking each one to work as energetically as possible in order to warm up the society toward connection, arvut and prayer. That's it. Connection and prayer. The more we connect and the more we pray to the Creator to make us to do this correction on us. I think that by that we will finish for now with this.
Announcements. You are invited to watch this evening at 5:30 a lesson live with Rav Lightman on Sviva Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers. Good day. The Fundamentals to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. We're happy to invite you to acquaintance meetings towards the opening of the Fundamentals to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Tomorrow in Carmiel and Ashdod, entrance is 30 shekel with RSVPing. Details and registration on the phone 1-700-509-209 or on the site www.kabbalah.com. And I will sing a song together.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle.
Come my way.
Completing the circle.
Unite and play.
Completing the circle. Let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle.
Come my way.
Completing the circle.
Unite and play.
Completing the circle. Let the love.
Gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle.
Got my way.
Completing the circle.
United play.
Completing the circle. Let the love shine.